In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our first reading contains within it the vision of the prophet Isaiah of the temple in heaven. Now that's a very important thing to realize, is that the temple in Jerusalem was seen as being merely a reflection, of the true dwelling place of God, the throne room of God in heaven. And that's why there were very specific instructions on how to construct the temple and how it was to be laid out and how it was the accoutrements were to be, including representations of graven images, the seraphim. And in fact, that's why we have the seraphim, the four seraphs in the windows here in the church, to hearken back to those very same seraphim who are in the presence of God, constantly worshiping Him. That is also good Christian theology of our worship here on earth. Our worship here on earth isn't a guitar band, you know, the praise and worship you go to a Protestant church and they say, oh, it's worship, and you know, all it is a bunch of songs. The worship which we have, the sacramental worship, comes down to us from the apostles. You know, big difference. And it reflects the reality of our Lord entering into the sanctuary to offer Himself once and for all and continually to God the Father for your sins and for mine. And our earthly worship reflects that heavenly worship, and that one sacrifice in heaven is made present in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It's also why our churches are different from, let's say, a meeting hall. And they shouldn't look like our living rooms or, you know, other places where they're warm and comfy and fuzzy, because they're meant to be reflections of the throne room of God in heaven. So sometimes people I say, well, we have a beautiful view here. Why do you have stained glass windows blocking it off? Because we're not supposed to see creation from in the church. We're supposed to see heavenly realities. And that's why you have stained glass windows. Also, we find in that reading the Holy Holy that we use at Mass. And this also should tell us that our worship reflects a heavenly reality. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. It's the song of the seraphim. And that song is continued with words that were used to welcome our Lord into Jerusalem. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We would do well to echo also the words of Isaiah. Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips. Who deserves to be present at heavenly worship? Who is entitled to it? No one. And yet God makes us worthy, again, through his sacraments. He admits us and he purifies us. Just as Isaiah was purified by an ember which was taken from the altar, so we are purified, but not by an ember taken from the altar, but by the very flesh and blood of the Son of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.